Okay. Can you all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I am. My name is Jay Brown, Chairman of the Planning Commission, and I'm going to call this meeting to order, May 28th, 2020, County of San Luis Obispo. First thing we'll do is call the roll, please.
Commissioner Moultrie?
Here.
Commissioner Ortiz-Legg?
Here.
Commissioner Campbell?
Here.
And Chairman Brown?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Next thing we'll do is the flag salute. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all. Okay, next item is my chairman's announcement about the meeting protocols that we're doing. I'm going to ask everybody to please bear with us today. We're doing our meeting in a completely different manner. The county planning commissioners, planning staff, and members of the public wishing to provide live public comment are participating in this meeting using Zoom. Alternate methods for public participation can be found attached to the agenda, as well as a link to Zoom user guide for public participation. The public may watch or listen to the meeting online at www.slocountyca.gov or on TV Live 21. If you are a member of the public wishing to provide live public comment and have joined us by website or smartphone application, when I call for a public comment on a specific item, please do so by using the raise hand feature at the bottom of your screen, or if you're joining us by phone, please press 9 to raise your hand. When it's your turn to speak, the clerk will unmute your connection, announce your name, or the last three digits of your phone number if you're calling in, and let us know that you're live on the line to make your comments. You'll be timed for 3 minutes. If you're streaming the meeting through Channel 21 or on the county website and wish to provide live public comment through Zoom, please log in call in early, as there's approximately 60-second delay between the meeting and the live stream. Please remember to turn down your broadcast volume when speaking during public comment to reduce interference and feedback noise. Next item is public comment, and I will call for public comment by asking attendees to raise their hand or press star 9. These comments will be for things that are not on the Planning Commission agenda. Clerk, is there any people listed for public comment?
Thank you, Chairman Brown. At this time, we do not have any pre-recorded messages, but I will look to the public for anyone that would like to speak during public comment. As the chair mentioned, if you are attending the meeting by Zoom, please use the raise hand feature. And if you are calling by phone, please use the star 9 to request to speak for public comment. And I will give it a few seconds for any requests. Chairman, I don't see any requests for public comment. Thank you.
Okay. Public comments are closed. Now's the time for planning staff updates, proposals, as well as actions taken at the most recent Board of Supervisors meeting in regard to hearings of appeals. Staff?
Good morning, Chair Brown and Commissioners. This is Alexandria Fowler representing the Planning and Building Department. Today's staff update will include recent actions by the Board of Supervisors related to land use planning, appeals of Planning Commission actions, and a brief summary of upcoming hearing items for this commission's consideration. On May 19th, the Board of Supervisors did not take action on any items related to land use planning or appeals of Planning Commission actions. For their June 16th meeting, they are scheduled to consider the general plan amendment for mineral resource designation, agricultural worker housing ordinance amendments, and the coastal accessory dwelling unit ordinance amendments. Pending appeals of PC actions for the Board of Supervisors consideration include 3 cannabis cultivation items. One is the Helios Day Spring North River Road conditional use permit. The other is the Branch DCD membership conditional use permit. And the last one is the California Production Services Penman Springs conditional use permit. Those are not scheduled to be heard by the Board of Supervisors until starting later this summer. Your June 11th meeting has the following items scheduled: a conditional use permit for the construction of a wireless communications facility consisting of an 80-foot-tall faux monopine with associated antennas and equipment on a 70-acre parcel located at 8191 Webster Road, east of the city of Atascadero. The second item is a conditional use permit and lot line adjustment for the construction of an approximately 67,000 square foot storage and warehouse facility on separate lots located at 1320 through 1350 Professional Parkway in Woodlands Village, South County. There's a vesting tentative tract map to subdivide an existing 3.5-acre parcel into 7 parcels ranging in size for residential and commercial development located at North Main Street in the community of Templeton. There's an ordinance amendment to the land use ordinance, the coastal zone land use ordinance, and the coastal framework for planning table O, to revise the county's sign ordinance to be consistent with the U.S. Supreme Court decision, Reed versus Town of Gilbert, regarding content neutrality. There's also an ordinance amendment to the land use ordinance and construction ordinance to be consistent with the Paso Robles Sub-Basin Groundwater Sustainability Plan boundaries and other technical cleanup items. And then the last item is a 6th time extension for vesting tentative tract map 2723 to subdivide an existing approximately 48-acre parcel into 38 parcels for residential development located at Martinez Drive in the community of San Miguel. For your June 25th meeting, the following items have been scheduled: consideration of the Phase 3 cannabis ordinance amendments and a conditional use permit for the outdoor and indoor cannabis cultivation and processing on 2 parcels totaling 41 acres located at 8015 Carissa Highway, east of the community of Santa Margarita. This concludes staff updates, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have at this time.
Do the commissioners have any comments to staff about upcoming meetings? Seeing none, move into the consent agenda, and I'll ask members of the public wishing to comment on the consent agenda to use the raise hand feature at the bottom of their screen or press 9 if they're joining us by phone, and be ready with your comments. It looks like the only consent agenda is Anastasia Development Company, LLC. Is there anybody that would like to talk?
Mr. Chairman? Is there any public that want to speak?
That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Chairman. At this time, we do not have pre-recorded messages for this item, and I will turn to the public if they would like to speak to use the raise hand feature, as you mentioned, or the star 9 if they are calling by phone. And I'll just give it a few seconds to allow the public if they have any requests. Chairman, I am not seeing any requests to speak. Thank you.
Okay, commissioners, any comments about the consent agenda?
I would just want to remind the commissioners that a couple of years ago, this item came up before us and it was quite old. And with some conversations with the applicants, they made changes to the drainage elements of the plan that brought it up to more contemporary standards relative to the Morro Bay estuary. And so those are still part of the proposal. So I would move, unless there's other comments, I'd move approval of the consent calendar.
Second, please.
I have a question. Is the status of the sewer bond and sewer building situation still involve this property, or is it home free from that point of view?
Good morning. This is Katie Nall, planning staff. In terms of the sewer, I am not completely sure I can review the conditions. But again, just like Commissioner Moultari described, there were additional conditions to bring the map up to current codes and compliance.
I'm just referring to the phrase that says based on the given a stay of 5 years based on the county's failure to issue bonds for construction of a wastewater system. So I just wonder if that paragraph should be gone, not necessarily should be gone, but are we concerned about that paragraph anymore?
No. So that paragraph was mostly to describe how the map was given additional time to be brought up to today's time extension request. Normally, there are only allowed automatic state-mandated time extensions, but this map had additional time, and that paragraph is describing that.
Okay, thank you.
And I just want to point out that we have planning staff Terry Waller requesting to speak. So, Terry, if you could unmute your line.
Yes, the sewer situation, that you're referring to is part of the reason why the project was approved by operation of law. It's a little unusual situation. We don't have this come up very often. And that's why you have project features instead of conditions of approval. Currently, the map is waiting for the water situation to be resolved in Los Osos. So the sewer, as you know, is already constructed and would be available upon them being able to record once the water situation's resolved.
Okay, is that all the comments from the commissioners? Okay, do we have a first and a second for approving?
We need a second.
We have a second.
I'll second Mr. Moultari's motion if that's necessary.
And having a second, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Commissioner Moultari?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz-Legg?
Yes.
And Chairman Brown?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Thank you. All right, now we'll move into the actual items to be discussed this meeting. Fourth item is Mike English, CUP, DRC 20190064, Katie Nall.
Hearing item number four is a hearing to consider a request by Mike English for a conditional use permit. County file number DRC 2019-00164. Supervisorial District Number 1, Project Manager Katie Nall. And any members of the public wishing to comment on this item, please use the raise hand feature at the bottom of your screen or by pressing star 9 if you are joining us by phone at this time in order to be ready to be called at the public comment portion of the hearing. Please proceed, Ms. Nall.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman and members of the Commission. I'm Katie Nall, planning staff, and I'll be presenting the conditional use permit DRC 2019-00164. The proposed project involves the construction of three metal buildings totaling approximately 51,980 square feet, including 110 on-site parking spaces used for vehicle storage. I would like to note that the notice included the incorrect size of the buildings, but this presentation, the staff report, and all supporting documents are correct. The three buildings will be divided up into four units to be rented out. The applicant proposes the units be used for wine storage until they can be rented. Any new uses will be required to apply for tenant improvements. This project has received a general rule exemption as there are no significant impacts to the environment as a result of the project. For the record, a new conditional use permit application, DRC 2019-00165, for an indoor cannabis operation inside one of the proposed tenant units was submitted to the county on July 12, 2019. This project will be on information hold until an action is taken on the proposed shell building project. Any tenant improvements and environmental review required for the cannabis activities will be considered as part of DRC 2019-00165. Moving back to this project, the proposed shell building project is located within the community of Templeton and is located within an industrial land use category along Marquita Avenue near Tin City. Here is an aerial view of the project. The site is currently being used for storage and is located between Mid-State Recycling to the west and a vacant parcel to the east. This is the proposed site map showing the three buildings and the parking alongside of the parcel. This is the front building, which can be seen from Marquita Avenue, which will include units A and B. The size is about 22,400 square feet. These are the two rear buildings, space C and D. These total about 22,700 square feet and 6,880 square feet. Here is the elevation of the three buildings from the east, so from the parking area. And here is the elevation from the north, or the view from Marquita Avenue. Staff recommends the commission approve the conditional use permit DRC 2019-00164 based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and the conditions listed in Exhibit B. The applicant, Mr. English, is listening but is not currently in attendance as a Zoom attendee. However, I am available for questions. And that concludes my presentation.
Commissioners, do you have any questions of staff right now?
I just have one quick question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Katie, I just want to be clear that when future uses come into the metal building, they'll be subject to some level of review, at least for a business license, and if necessary, they'll be referred to the appropriate approving body, because depending on what the uses are, it could affect some of those conditions of approval, you know, the parking, the fees paid for the road and things like that. So there is a mechanism for capturing those situations when occupants actually come into the metal building. I'm sure there is. Could you just tell us that quickly?
Yes, that's correct. So when a new use comes in, they'll have to come in for tenant improvements. So for example, if that cannabis project does end up coming in to rent one of the units, they will have to go to the planning department, apply for tenant improvements, in which that situation will be assessed for parking and any environmental impacts, and then that will be referred to appropriate bodies.
And likewise for any other use besides the cannabis, too.
Absolutely. Yes. Any tenant improvements.
And just one other thing. When I went out and looked at the site, it seems like the buildings in the aerial photo are gone. So have they been removed?
Yes, from my understanding, they have been. It's still being used as kind of storage and
outdoor storage
at this time.
And so there's a mechanism for keeping track of parking as different uses come in. You'll set aside certain. Okay, that's
correct.
Fine.
And that'll be assessed in the tenant improvements.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question also about the 110 parking spaces. Is that unusual for a project this size, that many?
So, yes, while at this time the applicant is proposing only wine storage, it is many more parking spaces than what is required for that. However, the
Oops, we lost her.
Lost her.
Oops.
Chairman, if we want to pause for a second or maybe take a quick break and see if we could reestablish connection with the project manager.
Yeah, we'll take a break of 5 minutes, and that would be 9:25.
Okay.
So we'll put up our break screen.
I apologize.
Oh, there
we
go.
Okay. Can everyone hear me?
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, kind of lost you. So with the parking, yes, there are additional parking spaces that the applicant is providing. However, he's also requesting that the area be used for vehicle storage, which is an allowable use in the industrial land use category. And so it's a little bit beneficial in the situation as we don't know which tenant uses will be rented at this time. So as tenant improvements come in, we can assess the parking requirements. And with the additional parking provided from vehicle storage, we can accommodate any additional uses.
Katie, this is Commissioner Ortiz-Legge. So this is kind of an extension of the Tin City approach. Is that correct?
That is correct. And actually, with the excess parking, they can use the vehicle storage through the parking ordinance again. It can be used for overflow parking for any additional properties that the applicant owns. So mm-hmm. not only does it work for the uses on site, but Mr. English, the applicant, may use the property for extra parking to eliminate some of the off-street parking we're seeing in that area.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any more questions from commissioners? If not, I guess the applicant is listening, but will not speak on their behalf. And now I'd like to see if there's any questions from the public on this item.
Thank you, Chairman Brown. At this time, we do not have pre-recorded messages for this item, but for anybody joining us via Zoom or calling in by phone, if you would like to speak on this item, please use the raise hand feature or the *9, excuse me, if you're joining by phone, and I will give it a few seconds to see if we have any requests. Chairman, I do not have requests to speak. Thank you.
Okay, public comment is closed. Commissioners, anybody have some opinions about this application?
Seems like a reasonable use for the industrial zone in that location. The architecture seems compatible with others in the area. And any future uses to fill the buildings will be reviewed separately, and there's plenty of parking. So I think it's an appropriate use. I don't know if you're ready for a motion in that regard.
I'll just make a comment to support Commissioner Ortiz-Legge's comments. If you go down to Tin City in the weekend, they sure need all the extra parking they can find. So this is going to be helpful in that respect.
Okay, I think I heard a first and a second.
You didn't, but
well,
let's do it.
I would then move approval of the conditional use permit and related environmental analysis based on the findings and subject to the conditions in the staff report.
I'll second.
Okay. Ramona, is there any further discussion? So if not, Ramona, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Moultrie?
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz-Legg?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
And Chairman Brown?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay, the next item is Derek Williams with Little Sprouts Daycare. DRC 2019-002-00. Cindy Chambers, would you like to present this?
Hearing Thank item you. Number five is a hearing to consider a request by Derek Williams with Little Sprouts Daycare for a conditional use permit. County file number DRC 2019-00200. Supervisorial District Number 3. Project Manager Cindy Chambers. And any members of the public wishing to comment on this item, use the raise hand feature at the bottom of their screen or by pressing star 9 if you are joining us by phone at this time in order to be ready to be called at the public comment portion of the hearing. Please proceed, Ms. Chambers.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman Brown and Commissioners. I'm Cindy Chambers, Project Manager for DRC 2019-00200 for Derek Williams. This project will convert the Avila Schoolhouse from the previously approved wine tasting use to a child daycare facility. The facility will serve up to 70 children Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. The children will range between 6 weeks and 3 years in age. The site improvements include restriping the parking lot and installing water storage for fire sprinklers. This is the vicinity map. The site is on Ontario Road near the Bob Jones Trail parking lot. It's located outside the Avila Urban Services area, but it is within the Avila Urban Reserve Line. The land use is recreation. It's non-coastal. This is an aerial view of the site located between the 101 freeway and Ontario Road. The site plan and proposed parking lot layout. Due to the age of the children, the parents must park and escort the children inside, so there's no drop-off in the circulation. The schoolhouse floor plan will remain unchanged. Only the only interior alteration will be installation of fire sprinklers. This is the floor plan for the annex building, which is a residence that was moved to the site some years ago. It is to be used for office, and it will also remain unchanged. These are the elevations of the existing Avila Schoolhouse. And these are the elevations of the annex building. The location for fire suppression water storage tanks will be near the existing well house, which will also house the pump to serve the fire system. The project will use an existing well and septic system on site. Staff recommends that the commission find the project exempt from CEQA and approve the project based on the findings in Exhibit A and the conditions listed in Exhibit B. And that concludes my presentation. The applicant, Derek Williams, is present to speak on behalf of his project. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Chairman Brown, this is Holly, Planning and Building. Mr. Williams, I'm going to unmute you now. One moment.
Hello, this is Derek Williams with Little Sprouts Child Care. Yeah, this is a project that we've been kind of dreaming about for a long time. We've have 10 over that's helped us through the process of designing the water system, as well as Wallace Group to help make this come to fruition. There's a real need in this county for childcare, and we're trying to do it on a more macro level, trying to approach corporations, large corporations, in this case PG&E, to help keep their staffing local. And obviously childcare has become a pretty critical issue in the county. So we're trying to provide affordable childcare to these larger corporations in order to keep their businesses local. I'm willing to answer any questions pertaining to our child care. We have a current child care in San Luis Obispo on the corner of Johnson and Sydney, and it's going great. If there's any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Williams?
I don't have any questions. I live off of Sydney. I've seen your little Sprouts there, and we've watched it go up. We see the children there. It looks really great. It's better. The corner looks better than it's looked in years. I certainly understand the need, and I think it's very exciting for this location to have a use like this instead of just, I mean, not that wine tasting's bad, but it's a really great use of that beautiful location and very centrally located. So for parents, it's got to be good for drop-off, whether they're coming from South County and going into town or the Diablo folks or whatever. So it looks really good, Derek. Good. Congratulations. I think that's I think the one thing is that, you know, I know how that drive is, and I'm sure that that's been considered with the, since these are little ones, the folks got to park and then get out and then get back in their car and go out. And I know that drive is kind of tricky there going down into that parking lot. Do you have any comments on that?
This is staff. You're talking about the parking lot that goes off of Ontario Road, the
correct
driveway?
Oh. Yes.
They've had a traffic assessment, and Public Works has reviewed it. And with the volume and the flow of traffic and the hours that the participants will be coming and going, there wasn't seem to be a problem.
Good, good. All right, just checking. Thank you.
Just quick question there, Don. Are you talking about the parking lot that the Bob Jones Trail people use on the adjoining property? Or the parking lot up by the schoolhouse?
They have their own parking lot, I believe.
So I thought, yeah, I wanted to clarify that, yeah.
Yeah, they have their own parking lot at this location. Correct, Cindy?
Yes, that is correct. And I have an aerial, which I can share with you if you want to go back to that. Let's see, share screen.
That's not a big matter with me. I just, the reference to going down to the parking lot put in my mind that perhaps somebody's thinking of the adjoining property, which is down below.
Yeah, you can see that below, but they've got a good parking lot for this building, right?
Yeah, they have a good one up above, yeah.
Correct. There's actually bollards between the two, so you can't go through.
Yeah, I think this is Derek. There's actually a county gate that separates the two. And I'm not sure what the use of the gate is.
Emergency.
It's Cal Fire.
Yeah.
Emergency. So,
okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's good.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have any questions from the public on this item?
Thank you, Chairman Brown. We do have one pre-recorded message that I will be playing, followed by live public comment. And for those that would like to speak on this item, please use the raise hand feature if you're joining by Zoom. And if you're joining by phone, please use the *9 to request to speak. So again, I'll begin with the pre-recorded message.
This is Eric Daniels, Public Affairs Representative for PG&E, calling regarding item number item number five on the agenda today at the commission. I'm calling to speak in favor of item five, the application for the Little Sprouts Daycare. As part of PG&E's and Diablo Canyon's upcoming closure, rather, PG&E is engaging in creative ways to retain our workforce at the plant through its remaining life. We intend to utilize this daycare facility as a customer, a client, to encourage retention of our employees at DCPP through closure and into decommissioning. It will also be made available to PG&E general utility workforce as a way to help make the facility viable into the future beyond Diablo's closure. As a result, we ask for your support of this item. Thank you very much.
For Ms. Wendt, Wendy Wendt, you have 3 minutes to speak. I will unmute your line.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hi, good morning. My name is Wendy Wendt. I'm the executive director of First Five San Luis Obispo County. We're a public agency that focuses on advocacy and funding of early childhood learning, health and development, and family resiliency programs. And I just want to say and add our enthusiastic support for this project. It's groundbreaking on a number of levels, no pun intended. First of all, the potential partnership with a local employer is very exciting. Second of all, Little Sprouts has demonstrated that it is one of the strong, one of the strongest private early learning centers in the county at a time when our childcare industry is contracting quite significantly under the weight of the pandemic. Little Sprouts has had the courage to stay open during this time and serve essential workers. And so to see them take this brave step at this time is particularly important when close to two-thirds of our early learning centers are closed right now. Another really exciting facet of this proposal that's quite unique is the non-traditional hours that they've committed to establishing. That's unusual and quite exciting and much in demand among the workforce in our county. Also, highest need in this county when it comes to child care is infant toddler care, and that is exactly the pocket that they sit in. So for a variety of reasons, it's really exciting, not the least of which is that in addition to being important for child development, economic recovery in this county is dependent on the recovery of the child care sector. And so to see Derek and Katie take this project on is quite exciting. And that concludes my comment.
Wendy.
Mr. Williams, are you requesting to speak?
No, thank you. Just thanking her.
Thank you. That concludes the request for public comment.
Okay. And with that, we have closed public comment period for this item and bring it back to the chair. To the commissioners. Commissioners, do you have any comments or suggestions?
I have a comment. Go ahead, Don. Go ahead.
Go ahead with your comment, Michael.
Oh, I was just going to say. I think that this is a really important use in the county at this time, and it's a good location. My only hesitation, and it's a mild one, but I just want to raise the question. It's next to the freeway, and you're going to have a lot of young children there. Was there a referral? You know, we always are concerned about sensitive sources or sensitive uses near high pollution areas. Was there a reference to APCD, or is this a concern? Is it far enough away? And, you know, I would think that it'd be okay, but was there any consideration of that? Maybe Cindy has a was it referred to APCD?
Thank you, Commissioner Moultrie. Yes, it was referred to APCD.
Great.
It wasn't seen as a significant concern because the majority of the time the children will be indoors and the play areas are on the other side of the building.
Side of the building. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. No, I think it's a great use.
Commissioner Campbell.
Yes, I'm going to want to move to do this, and I have a personal reason for doing it, and that's a nostalgic history lesson I'll give you. My great-great-grandfather owned the property next door. The railroad, the narrow gauge railroad, ran right in front of it, and there was 594 feet of main line that went back to a warehouse where they shipped from Miles Station, who was my great-great-grandfather, where they shipped grain, beans, little sugar beets, et cetera, put them on the train, took them out to Port Harford, put them on steamships to go north or south. So that little piece of property next door means a lot to me.
Oh my gosh.
So I'd like to move approval of this.
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
I'll second for the approval of the conditional use permit DRC 2019-00200 based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and the conditions listed in Exhibit B.
Thank you. Ramona, would you like to call the roll, please?
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz Legg?
Yes.
Commissioner Moultari?
Yes.
And Chairman Brown?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Great.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It is. And I think that brings us to the end of the meeting. Could I have a motion to take all testimony and correspondence into the record?
So moved.
And I think we'll do a voice vote on this.
Who is the second on that, please?
Yes. I was just wondering. I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Yeah, Michael and I made the motion at the same time.
No, I think second will be me.
That's correct. And all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes.
And then could I have a motion to adjourn to the next regularly scheduled meeting on June 11th?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Very good. Thank you all.
Good meeting.
Nice job again.
Good meeting. Don't expect us to go so quick next time. The cannabis is, the cannabis applications are building up.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. See y'all in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you.